Haiti's hope can be seen in the rebuilding landscape. The religion law is being reviewed in Turkmenistan, and Biblica marks the new year with a new tool for China. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service at Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 1 year after the devastating earthquake struck Haiti, Mission Aviation Fellowship is still hard at work. The quake on January 12, 2010 killed thousands and displaced millions. They're still extremely busy, says MAS President John Boyd.
Flying the medical supplies, the medical teams, the nurses, the water purification equipment, the pastors who are coming in to just work with the Haitian people on the spiritual side. So when I say it's busy... It's really busy still in Haiti.
While MAF personnel have been in the air, they've also been focused on evangelism on the ground. Boyd says the families raised funding
and purchased 24 prefabricated little houses, building these houses for Haitian families around the areas that they live. And that outreach to the Haitian people has enabled them to share the gospel of the Lord, because most of these people are voodooists.
I'll be in Haiti all this week reporting on the anniversary, so keep listening. Next, 3 years ago, Turkmenistan declared its religion law to be a reform priority. The changes it made alarmed the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which did a legal review. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says they concluded it violated international human rights standards.
They want an end to the ban on unregistered religious activity, and they also want the government to stop banning the private teaching of religion.
Turkmenistan's law is a preemptive measure.
They are afraid of radicalism of any kind, and because there is such an increase in radical Islam right now, it's almost like there's a feeling like, well, if we crack down on one, we've got to crack down on all of them.
But don't discount prayer.
They've had government officials actually come to saving faith quietly and discreetly, and then behind the scenes they're able to have some impact. So you can never underestimate the power of the gospel and what it can do, even in a place where it seems very dark.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Wycliffe Bible Translators reports that the coordinator for the Tarok Old Testament Translation Project has been kidnapped. He disappeared from Jos, Nigeria on December 16th. It's a crushing blow for the team. As a result of the incident, the team was forced to cancel a translation checking session scheduled for this month. Pray for his safe release. Ask God to minister to him during his captivity. Pray too for his family and for the Tarok translation team. Meanwhile, the Chinese New Year is February 3, 2011, the year of the rabbit. Biblica is marking the occasion with the release of the Chinese Contemporary Bible. It's translated into standard Mandarin and available online at biblica.com, biblegateway.com, and uversion.com. China makes up the world's largest online community, which has over 800 million Mandarin speakers on the mainland. The revisions provide opportunities to reach the younger generation. And 2010 was an incredible year for Bible translation around the world, especially for the Seed Company. Larry Jones says that they were able to start 93 new translation projects in 2010. They also were able to add 26 consultants in Africa, Asia, and Latin America.
We had our best year ever in terms of the growth of our field ministries. We currently have over 400 projects that are actively being conducted around the world. And this is a remarkable acceleration.
They hope to start up to 100 new projects this year. Will we see the remaining 2,000 languages started in our lifetime? Jones says
2,000 is really not all that many in terms of an absolute number, considering the size of the church globally. So I think it's very possible.
We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon. Through the stories in Scripture, this book will show you what it means to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Request your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or look for the Joy Over the Moon link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.